done this year. Hopefully it was interesting for you. To me, it was interesting just to review and to sort of remember cool stories. If you like what you heard, you can check out this podcast and all the other episodes of Rocket from Russia on CITR.ca. iTunes, Facebook, facebook.com/rocketfromrussia, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. In the next two episodes will be two another best of episodes, but much less talking. I won't do any talking. It will be the best songs released by Vancouver bands this year, and then the very last episode of the year, all my favorite tracks released in 2013. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. Dunkin's Donuts coming up next. One of the best shows in Canada, legendary Dunkin. Will play you some music. He is genius. He is one of the best DJs, and he is definitely a person who I was and still is very influenced by, and he is sort of a mentor and a legend for me. And just to finish up this whole thing with interviews, I'll leave it up with the final segment of my conversation with Luke of the band called Lipstick Homicide. To me, that was the coolest story I heard from a band this year. To me, it's just an unbelievable, such funny story, and the way he tells it, he just has a natural talent of a storyteller. So this is Lick of Lipstick Homicide. Thank you so much for listening. That was a special 2-hour episode of best of interviews in 2013. See you next week with a whole bunch of local music. Thanks for listening, and I leave you with the Look of Lipstick Homicide, and his extremely cool story. Thank you, bye bye, have a super weekend. Your amazing song Will Be Okay was featured on the compilation, obviously, the thing that ate later Livermore. Mm-hmm. When did you realize that appearance on this compilation gave you a little bit more attention to the band?
When we were first asked to do it, we're like, well, this could be, you know, a lot, but more so we were just, anytime we're asked to do anything, we're pretty excited, because when we're home in Iowa, we just work, you know, poopy jobs and make food for people to pay rent, so, and to save money to go on tour, obviously, and so anytime we're asked to do anything, like, we were featured on a Go-Go compilation, we got to cover the How Much More song by them, which is one of my favorite Go-Go songs. So anytime we're asked to do something like that, we get pretty excited, but I guess it really hit us when we were on the internet and there was like a tweet from Billy Joe being like, holy shit, I just heard Lipstick Homicide song on Larry's comp, and I mean I just had to change my pants right away. That was a little too much for me, just, you know. So I think that's when it really hit, but also Larry came out to Michigan to hang out with us and talk about he watched us play at like an Elks club to three people who were there for like a rave show. They were there for dance music, so he was the only one there really to see us, and he had a blast. So it was really surreal being like, you're Larry Livermore, and you, like, you know, just, it wasn't just like he just picked these random bands and was like, okay, make a comp. Like, he really enjoyed these bands. Like, he went, I know I was talking with Mixtapes, and they're like, yeah, he came to one of our shows and just, you know, hung out, was really into everything we were doing. So I think that's when it really was just like, what? Is this really happening? Did we crash our car? Is this like, you know, some alternate reality that we're making up? Or is this really happening? It was really awesome though.
You mentioned the Billy Joe, and one of the biggest, or maybe even the biggest show of your life, you played at the Irvine Plaza at September 15th when you opened for Green Day, and I know that they are one of your favorite band. I know that there is I like the story how it all happened, that first Larry sent you an email and then you got the phone call. Could you please tell the story, because I really think it's a cool story.
Yeah, we were all at home in Iowa, and I think I had to go to work at Panera Bread, and we're all probably smoking pot because it's kind of what we do when we're bored. And then Rachel came down, and she's like, I don't even know what to do with this email right now. And she showed me, and it was just Larry being like, I'm really trying to get a hold of you. Can you guys come down to New York? It was Thursday. He's like, can you come down to New York on Saturday and play a show for me? And that, like, he was kind of unspecific, and I was like, well, tell him yes. Like, who cares? Like, if Larry's asking us to play a show, it's probably going to be awesome. Like, our jobs aren't that important. So I ran up and I got my phone because it was charging. My phone sucks. I currently lost it, but I listened to my voicemail, and there was like, Luke, it's Larry calling you here. Just wondering if I don't know how else to get a hold of you guys. I'm sorry for calling you. I'm just wondering if you guys could maybe come up to New York on Saturday and open for Green Day. Just really silly. I was just like, what? Like, I just figured I had just gotten prank called by the dudes from the, like, Buns from the Jetty Boys and all these guys, like, prank called me and, like, what's a Brover tale? And asking me all this random stuff. And I'm just like, so I figured it was a prank call, obviously, like, yeah, we're going to go and open for Green Day. Like, that's going to happen. You know, we just got done with the tour, you know, playing basement shows for 20 people every night. And, but yeah, and then, so we messaged him back, and he's like, okay, cool. And we went, I went to work, and I was like, hey, I need to be off work tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And they're like, you're fired. What? No. And then I was just like, oh, come on, my band's got to go open for Green Day. And they're like, yeah, right. And I was like, no, really, we're going to go open for Green Day. And they're like, okay, you're not fired. They're like, you can go do that. That's cool. We'll find people to cover your shifts. And I was like, really? And, like, then, like, yeah, we got back. It was super fun. Everyone was really nice. And then, like, all of a sudden, my parents, instead of being like, go get a real job, they're like, oh, my kid opened for Green Day. And, like, it's the most utterly ridiculous thing in the world. Like, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, everything we've done was unimportant, I guess, into, like, you know, the masses. And then, like, you'd play one show that was just thrown together last minute, just some last minute, like, oh, fuck it, yeah, let Lipstick Homicide play. And, like, then all of a sudden it's just like, oh yeah, you don't need to go to college, that's fine, we're totally cool. Yeah, it was, yeah, it was really rad, though. It was, I still think we might have crashed, and this is all just, you know, not real.
Oh,
I mean, hanging out with fucking Isotopes. I love that band. This can't be real.
I love you too, man. Getting kind of sick of waiting. Not really listening to what you've been saying. How long have you been here for? When all we really need is 1 minute more. I wish that I could get the problems away. I wish that I had only nice things to say. I told you it'd be fun. I didn't want to break up. Right side of the floor is where I'm gonna wake up. Got a problem now, I think I'm only figured it out. Just try to hold me down. Just try to shut me up. Everything around me, nothing like I thought it was. All I know is if I make it through the day, I think we might be okay.
I can't go. Sadness now, and I love. That was War Baby from their album Jesus Horse. That was the song Cave. Congratulations to War Baby. They are the 2013 Shindig champions. They were awarded the trophy on Tuesday night. It was a very fun night at the Railway Club. Packed. The attendance has not been all that great at this year's Shindig. It's going okay. But it was nice to see a really big turnout for the last night. And so, yeah, hats off to War Baby. They did great, as did the other two bands. So we're going to listen to the other finalists. Skinny Kids, they're fantastic, and Zen Mystery Fog. And in between, a little Shindig audio recording. I recorded Ben Lai at the top there, announcing the winner. And then because I had an audio recorder, I made a little recording of another Shindig tradition, slightly abridged for bad jokes, not just bad jokes, but just non-jokes and swearing. Yeah, anyways, you'll know it when you hear it. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Portside Pub. Thank you, as always, for the sponsorship. Other than Shindig stuff on today's show, some new Vaders, some new... a lot of good new stuff. I think you're going to enjoy it. But to start off, here was probably my favorite band of the night. This is Skinny Kids, finalists at Shindig. Not quite the winners, but you know, they're getting a lot of stuff too, so it's all good.
She likes it. Jungle.
Ace is high.
Because there's too many cheetahs.
Yes! So our guys Joseph here, we also have Gifts and Immigrants.
Get that guy up here! Zulu
Records, a friend at Zulu Records on West Forest. $10 Gifts and Immigrants to Zulu Records. There's a couple people here that lined up to do this. Crowd with Joseph here. Rich. Real quick.
Get on stage!
It doesn't count if you're not on stage. What did Hamlet say while he was preparing some baby back ribs?
Hamlet? Get that guy up here!
There's the rub.
$10 gets him to do it.
Can I use this for pinball?
There's Mickey.
I'm gonna tell it.
Oh, come on.
Wait.
You have to.
Oh, okay.
Hello. So I had a friend who is in a band, and they heard it was a good idea to enter Shindig. I told them they'd been lied to. No comment.
This is a music joke for everybody. Okay, what do you get? What chords do you get when you throw a piano down a mining shaft?
I can't hear you!
A flat minor! Very good. I thought one more for you. This is a little more difficult. Okay, what is the holiest chord? What is the holiest chord of them all?
Jesus! What is that thing?
Jesus! Thank you very much.
Anybody else? I don't know what that's going. We have Zulu gift certificates for $10. $10 gift certificates to Zulu Records. For a joke, yes.
What do you get when two radio antennas get married?
Static electricity.
A great reception.
Bravo!
Bravo! By far.
By far.
By far.
Shame you said what you guys.
What does that have to do with your penis?
That was Joseph Beer, unless there's another taker. No, it's all good, thank God. Send Mystery Fox up next. This is Shane McConnell's Happy Times.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Zen Mystery Frog from some. That's a demo they put up on Bandcamp. I guess they have an album coming out soon, and hopefully they'll be able to use some of the recording time that they won as a part of Shindig. That was the song Ativan. I imagine there's a lot of Ativan coursing through the veins of the students on campus right now. Very tense exam period. Uh-huh. Before that, we heard Jokes for Beer, an annual or a nightly Shindig tradition. A couple of good jokes in there. Eleanor of CITR definitely won the night with the best joke. Her two FM antennas coming together. Great reception. Nice joke. Well done. And before that, we heard Skinny Kids from their self-titled cassette. That was the song Cool Fetish Girls. Up next, we're going to hear a song from New Vaders. New Vaders is one of the many projects that Mr. Tom Whalen is involved with around Vancouver. And this is the song 24-Hour Girl Photos from his cassette, Dynamic Tracks Volume 1. After that, we're going to hear some Fedra, and then some Feel All Right, and then some Free Love Fenner. Strap in and get ready for action. Here's New Vaders. Thank you.
LGBTR clothing. A large variety of men's and women's clothing. CITR clothing. Many styles and colors and colors and colors and colors and colors and colors. Pick it up, pick it up.
Get it.
Room 233, Student Union Building, UBC. CITR.
I'm gonna be around my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
Galaxies.
Okay, that was Free Love Fenner from their album Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. That was the song All Things Break Through. Good. Good to see you're breaking through over here on the West Coast, Free Love Fenner. Free Love Fenner from Montreal on Fixture Records, and I really like what I've been hearing. So, second week in a row I played them. Well deserved. Before that, we heard Lethbridge, Alberta's Feel All Right. From there, Oahu, Ohio, 7-inch, that was the song, Dark Incantations. A very beautiful photo. I think it's a photo of Truman Capote on the cover of that 7-inch. Maybe you're trying to incant him. I don't know. Before that, Fedra from Toronto, from their new album Golden Age, that was the song Haberdash. I love Fedra. Nice to hear some new tunes. And then at the top there, we heard New Vaders with 24-Hour Girl Photos. Up next, we are going to hear some Prom Body. They're from Tulsa. This comes by way of Jarrett from Tough Age and Will from Weed's Recommendations. I was eavesdropping on a conversation they had online, and I decided to jacket this song. So this is Cavities by Prom Body. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
right, that was Perfect Pussy. From their EP, I Have Lost All Desire for Feeling. That was the first song, One. And before that, we heard Prom Body, who are from Tucson, Arizona. I think I said Tulsa, Oklahoma. But no, Tucson, keeping it southwest. From their album, Creep the Strange, that was the song Cavities, Prom Body. Up next, we're going to hear some Conan Moccasin, the most wonderful boy from New Zealand. He has a new album out on Mexican Summer. It's called Caramel. We're going to listen to the song I'm the Man That Will Find You. After that, Patrick Cowley. There's a new compilation of music that he did for gay porn films in the 70s and 80s. It's called School Days. And it's pretty cool stuff. I didn't know much about Patrick Cowley until I read a thing on Gawker about him about a month ago. And I found this whole... He is a fascinating person and an amazing talent. And so he was behind a lot of the disco hits by Sylvester. And he had a bunch of music on in his own right as well. And so it's exciting that this new compilation is about to come out. So... let's give a listen to those two songs, Conan Moccasin and Patrick Cowley.
Oh, said I'm over your singer. Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Glasser from her album Interiors. That was the song Divide. Before that, we heard Cults from their new album Static. That was I Can Hardly Make You Mine with that really nice kind of like Motown backbeat. I like it. Before that, we heard Patrick Cowley from his album School Days. That was the song Nightcrawler. And at the top, Conan Moccasin from Caramel. That was the song I'm the Man That Will Find You. That's about going to do it here for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to the Portside Pub for sponsoring. Check out theportsidepub.com. And yeah, I had to pre-record this week. I'm bowling right now with work. It seemed like a good idea to do that, get a free cheeseburger. But I will be back in studio next week, and I will be doing my Christmas show. I love holiday. I love bad and great holiday music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully I can round up some elves to help me with the task. We'll see what happens. It'll be wild and woolly. Make sure to tune in next Thursday. If you like what you heard this week, you can listen or you can hear the podcast at citr.ca, and you can see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Also, there's now a Dunkin' Donuts Facebook page, so feel free to give that the old thumbs up if that's your style. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I shall see you next Thursday. Bye.
So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was just the end of Dunkin' Donuts' recorded show for the week. Now it's a little bit past one, but starting Chips and Dip, I'm your host Hannah, here every week from 1 to 2 on Thursdays, except this will be my last show of the year because I will be away next week, so unfortunately I won't be able to do anything festive for the show. I thought it was a little too early to celebrate Christmas, so just going to have a normal show. I'm sure you've had enough of year-end lists anyway. But, yeah, so on the show today, there's going to be lots of talk and music from new and local bands, some info on some cool, exciting shows going on this weekend, and then also some new music from the Brooklyn scene. So to start off the show, I'm going to play a song from Purling Hiss. They are from Brooklyn, This song is called Mercury Retrograde.